BBC News with Ian Purden. Egypt has urged the United States to take steps to prevent any repeat of the offence caused by an internet film which mocked Islam, sparking protests across the Arab world and beyond. The Egyptian Prime Minister Hisham Kandil told the BBC that millions of people have been insulted and measures should be taken to prevent further incidents.
We need to work out something around this because we cannot wait and to see this happen again. You know, these are small group number of people that they're doing irresponsible work, and then everybody's paying the price for these people is work, and we have to do all what it takes to stop this thing from happening again.
Sudan has rejected a request from the United States to allow a unit of American Marines onto its territory to bolster security at the U.S. Embassy in Khartoum. The Sudanese foreign minister told the state news agency that Sudan was capable of protecting all diplomatic missions itself. On Friday, crowds of people angered by the American-made anti-Islam film attacked the embassies of Germany and Britain in Khartoum and forced their way onto the compound of the American embassy. The security forces in South Sudan are investigating how they accidentally shot at one of their own military vessels on the River Nile, sinking it and leaving at least 10 soldiers dead. A spokesman for the South Sudanese Army, Colonel Philip Aguirre, said that the boat had travelled past a checkpoint at night. It failed to respond to a request to stop and was then fired on. A South African bishop, Joe Seoko, who's been mediating in the pay dispute at the Marikana mine, has told the BBC police tactics used on Saturday may make the situation worse. Police fired rubber bullets and tear gas canisters to disperse groups of strikers after officers raided hostels to search for weapons. The Anglican Bishop of Pretoria says he's concerned the government's tough response to striking workers may spark an industrial revolt across the country's platinum mining region.
The workers are now angry. They've been provoked. And they had no intention of being violent. They were committed to negotiations, and therefore one can expect worse things to come.
A newspaper in the Republic of Ireland has reprinted topless photographs of the Duchess of Cambridge, wife of Prince William, who is second in line to the British throne. The pictures were taken without her knowledge while she was on holiday in France. A spokeswoman for the British royal family said the Irish Daily Star could have no motivation for its action other than greed. The newspaper's part owners said they were severing ties with the paper, and the editor, which says it won't be publishing the photos in Britain, is Gareth Morgan.
So I've never seen a more cut-and-dried case of a breach of privacy in my entire life. It's ridiculous, the decision to publish this. I'm exasperated.
World News from the BBC. Crowds of people in Spain and Portugal have taken part in big demonstrations against government austerity measures. Tens of thousands of people streamed through Madrid to protest against cuts they say are hurting Spaniards on modest incomes while sparing the wealthy. These participants in the rally, led by two main unions, accused the Spanish government of introducing cuts that fall mainly on the middle and lower classes while sparing the wealthy.
We are against what they are doing. The Spanish Prime Minister managed to do what no one has done before. He managed to unite Spain. Against him, of course.
The cuts are taking us in a downward spiral. There are no jobs. There's no industry here.
Tens of thousands of protesters have marched through the Russian capital Moscow in the first big opposition rally against President Putin for 3 months. They shouted anti-Putin slogans and demanded freedom for three women from the punk band Pussy Riot, who were jailed in August for mocking the president in a song performed at Moscow's main cathedral. From Moscow, Daniel Sanford reports.
Russia without Putin, they shouted, and free our political prisoners. This is now the sixth huge march in Moscow in less than a year. The protests started after the parliamentary elections last December, which were widely seen as fraudulent. There were fewer people on this march than the 100,000 or so seen on the biggest ones, but the numbers were still significant.
The governing coalition in Ethiopia has elected the country's acting prime minister as its leader. Haile Mariam Desalegn is now chairman of the Ethiopian People's Revolutionary Democratic Front. He was deputy prime minister to Meles Zenawi, who was prime minister for 21 years until his death last month. BBC News.
BBC.